Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, this story is getting weird. Reading here from Channel 5's website, Jackson County legislator Manny Abarca was served a protection order on May 30th, one day after a, quote, incident in Shawnee. According to the court docket, the petitioner, who turns out to be Abarca's wife, Alexis, was awarded custody of their 2-year-old son. Abarca is ordered to stay away from and have no communication with his wife. An adult abuse hearing, let me read that again, an adult abuse hearing is scheduled for Monday, June 9th, in the Jackson County Courthouse. Now, we're not alleging he did anything wrong. We're just reading the story. Later that day, the Jackson County budget meeting will take place in the same building. He'll be there. We're supposed to be. A missing persons report was filed for Abarca and his 2-year-old son, Luca. The Shawnee Police Department filed the report with the KBI, which shows individual reports for both Abarca and his son. As of this morning, the KBI is still looking for him. Alexis, that's his wife, said they were last together at Abarca's father's home in Shawnee, where they had met to switch cars. She then tells Channel 5 some sort of incident occurred and police were called.
Okay.
Clearly, we're having some marital issues.
Clearly. We said yesterday we believed that this would be domestic in nature. Clearly, this is domestic in nature. The yeah, but comes here. Yeah, but if in fact there is an emergency order in place, if in fact she was granted custody of that child, and if in fact he took off with that child and has not been located, in other cases, we have a word for that.
It's called kidnapping.
And it's called kidnapping.
Yeah. So it's a felony.
I don't know what happened. I don't know when, I don't know how, I don't know who, but if all of those things are true, and we were asking yesterday, why is the police department involved? Why is the KBI involved? There is your answer. Well, that's why the KBI is involved.
There was a hint, a strong hint, that this was a domestic dispute between a husband and a wife. Yesterday, in one of the stories, I can't remember if it was Channel 5's or Channel 4's, where Alexis Abarca said, and I'm paraphrasing her quote, but I'll be close. She says, I just want to know that my son is safe. I just need to know that my son is safe. She didn't say, I want to make sure that my husband's safe. I want to make sure that my son is safe. And that's it.
Now, yeah, something to the tune of just a mother wanting her son back. Yeah, I can't remember.
Yeah, something to that effect. Now, short of Manny Abarca being horribly fearful that something bad would happen if he were to hand over his son to the boy's mother, he's going to be in big trouble.
Legally.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Because, you can sort out later what is this? Who did wrong? Where should the children go? But if, in fact, there is a judge somewhere that said custody is with mom during this emergency order and someone else takes custody of that child, in other cases, we have seen very serious legal consequences for that behavior.
And again, you know, to borderline repeat myself, Manny Abarca would be very wise to get in touch with the Shawnee Police Department and have his wife, with whom he's obviously having problems, meet him at the Shawnee Police Department and end this. This is not good. And we've had him on the show many, many times. He's not a dumb man. He is a very smart man. He has to know that he is potentially in a world of trouble. Short of an explanation that I can't figure out.
Based on the court filing from last Friday.
I mean, what is today? Tuesday?
Yeah.
So he's been reported missing for 5 days. And he's had a restraining order against him, or a protective custody order against him, for as many days as well.
The mother last saw her son on Wednesday, last saw Manny on Thursday.
Which means that she did not, and I said this yesterday on the show, the fact that she last saw her son on Wednesday and Manny on Thursday is another indication that there's problems.
She claims, by the way, we obviously don't know.
Fair point.
It was one of the reasons I was so uncomfortable talking about it yesterday. And so, look, the courts will sort it out, and we will stay on top of it and let you know what happens.
But we were talking about probably the most high-profile Jackson County legislator.
One of them, certainly.
I can't name another.
Certainly.
By the way, this question came in a bunch on the text line yesterday, and I believe it's public knowledge. Why was he at a home in Shawnee?
That's where his dad lives.
There's the answer from the text line.
And mom had gone over on Thursday to switch a car with Manny, who I don't know if he was staying at his dad's house or not. We can only guess. But certainly the story indicates that he was staying at dad's, and she went over there to switch out a car. And that was the last time she saw him. She claims she didn't see her son that day. Maybe the kid was inside. Who knows?
All right, when we get back, the Chiefs opener is September 5th against the Chargers. I believe it is it in Brazil?
Mm-hmm, it is.
And they are saying you will hear in the stands this year a new rally cry. And we're going to see if we can play it for you, Scott. It is called Red and Gold Heart. It is by someone very famous. You will recognize the name. And he came out at his residency in Las Vegas recently wearing a Chiefs jersey.
What number?
This song is called Red and Gold Heart. And I'm going to read you some of the lyrics when we get back. It's going to be super cool.
Speaking of music, Rick Astley, who's inescapable 80s hit Never Gonna Give You Up, found an unexpected renaissance in the digital age, has joined the ranks of Spotify's Billions Club.
With what song?
Never Gonna Give You Up.
Never Gonna Let You Down.
Because people are getting Rickrolled?
No, because people like it.
The song is fantastic.
It has reached a billion listens.
When?
Yesterday.
Why?
It's a good song.
Why are you so perplexed?
I mean, there were a lot of things going on in the 80s to be celebrated. I'm not sure that song's in the top 100.
I'll take that from anyone but a woman who is playing Atlantic Stars Always. Not a jam. Blaring it in the newsroom yesterday. It was stuck in my head for 4 hours.
If you said to me, pick one artist from the 80s that reached a billion listens, I would have guessed U2. I would have guessed Madonna. I certainly would have guessed Journey or Michael Jackson. Astley would not be in the top 100.
The blaring it was one thing, Scott. The screaming it at the top of her lungs, that was a bridge too far.
Well, we both know, Sam, that our love will grow.
All right.
And forever, it would be you and me. Hey! Hey, here for my friends at UMB Private Wealth Management. Make that appointment now. If you worry every time, I don't know, the markets move. Markets have been crazy and wonky lately. Get with my friends at UMB Private Wealth Management. They will show you how to keep calm and carry on. The professionals at UMB will help you stay focused on your long-term goals, maintain a balanced plan, and ride out the market's twists and turns. Keep calm, carry on, and contact my team at UMB Private Wealth Management. Go to umb.com/private wealth. umb.com/private wealth and schedule your appointment now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.